This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and we're going to talk about ways to work with dairy technology. I'm presented by Ben Thorpe, a person that works with Lely Company, and he did review some things about as to what technology can do on dairy farms. Certainly, we know we need to manage cows individually in a herd environment. That's a real challenge nowadays as we start seeing these larger herds across the United States as well. The ideal feeding system would be getting the right feed to the right animal 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days in the year to maximize potential out here on the farm. So certainly we look at these robotic feeding systems. That's one technology. And their data would indicate that first lactation cows in the first 30 days after calving will use it, make about 3.5 visits to the station. Second lactation cows will visit 4.5 visits per day, and three plus lactation cows 4.8. So it certainly reflects that heifers will be a little bit slower coming in here and won't make as many visits. Therefore, we won't want to overload those units where we are going to have heifers in the feeding program. He says, look at technology, the thing we're going to look at farm of the future. He said, well, certainly this technology can improve the farm profitability. That's going to be key for sustainability. We have to get buy-ins from our consumers as well because they are our ultimate purchaser of our dairy products. Certainly, we have to look at dairy products that are going to be very nutritionally important to dairy to consumers as well. We want to improve the environment and, of course, finally, animal welfare. A number of our consumers are concerned about that, and we as producers should be aware as well. We heard another technology is artificial intelligence, AI as we call that, and of course that's coming quickly in the dairy area because we are now assimilating large amounts of data. We have data coming from the milking systems, from the milking parlors, from cow movement, pen and feed bunk evaluations, and of course AI can assimilate all that into a nice summary package so when the dairy farmer goes to the farm each day, he knows or she knows what needs to attention and be done on the farm. When we look at robotics, they recommend having three robots in each of the pen if that's possible. That reduces the competition for heifers and boss cows to try to control if there's only one or two robots in that pen as well as far as that goes. We certainly want to minimize the number of amount of time that the cow is away from the feed bunk and the opportunity to lie down as well. And they'd like to see that less than 45 minutes per milking or in robots less than 1 hour per day. Key on the automation is going to be local support, and most companies are doing an excellent job of training their local people to service their equipment out there as well. And in some cases, we'll see financial support. The new focus is going to be looking at manure management. And, of course, California, we see some very neat programs where larger herds get some support in which companies will come in and put in some of that technology there and share some of the power that's being generated from that manure, which solves some of the problems as well. And the last thing will be on some of the farms we have the ability to pull animals from the milking parlor as they're leaving, be it a robotic milker or a standard type milking system. We call that a pull pen, and therefore we can treat those animals without disturbing the rest of the herd. So our take-home message is, Bill, and the technology is here. Farmers are going to take a look at how they work on the farm, what is that cost it's going to be, and how will we use AI in the future. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Regarding USDA's June beef production and steer price forecast,
beef supply is extremely tight. Prices continue to set new records.
World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekinowski,
2026, we raised our production forecast a bit, about 140 million pounds, kind of reflecting higher placements in the second half of this year, but still year over year, a little over a billion pound reduction in beef production.
With next year's projected price at $228.50 a hundredweight. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.